This is David Flint from Can Do. Labour's promise of a budget surplus is as honest and as reliable as Wayne Swan's hand-on-heart promise not to bring in a carbon dioxide tax. Before the last election, he said, "No, it's not possible that we're bringing in the carbon tax." That's a hysterically inaccurate claim made by the coalition. The Prime Minister promised there'll be no carbon tax under the government I lead. Budget predictions, especially under this government, are notoriously unreliable. Worse, this government is hiding expenditure. They're hiding things they would have to reveal if they were company directors. That is, if they didn't want to end up in jail. Professor Henry Ergas points out that under both Australian and international accounting standards, the likely material loss from the NBN must be recognised. There has to be provision for it. The NBN is a $40 billion hole in the budget. And as to Australia being the envy of the world, Professor Ergas points out that the deterioration in our budgetary position under Wayne Swan is even worse than that under the Whitlam years. In fact, it's unparalleled in Australian history. The International Monetary Fund looks through countries' shonky figures. It reworks them. It's just found the deterioration in our budgetary balance was the fifth largest for advanced economies. It puts us close to Greece, Iceland, and Spain. Whatever the IMF looks at our figures, we just don't make the ranks of countries improving their position since the GFC. Like the Bourbons, the Gillard government has learned nothing and forgotten nothing. We came through the GFC, not because of them, but because of the massive surplus built up under the Howard government, which also ensured our banks were among the safest in the world. Swan then threw $900 to vast numbers of recipients, including the deceased, overseas residents and family pets. Most of it went into plasma TVs and poker machines. They just don't learn, and they're doing it again. Let's hope they don't repeat the billions they lost on the building the education revolution. Now, what was that about the NBN? Until next time, this is David Flint from Can Do.